got a pipe or something, he'll help cook it. Green or dry, he said, don't make no difference. You know, he had plenty of it.
We're gonna get together out here Friday.
That's
now.
Right.
You ready, aren't you?
That's right. And he told me too. David was there. David went with me over there. He told David. He said, you got a big power saw, and I got green wood, I got dry wood. Cut either one you want.
What kind of wood we need to put under
oak?
Green or dry?
We need oak wood.
Green or dry?
That's from any of it. Green, you see, after you get the fire started, any of it'll burn. But we got to burn that pot out.
Yeah.
Get it cleaned out. We may have a barred pot. If we can't get it like we want it, we'll get us a pot somewhere else.
We can clean it. We get it cleaned.
See, get it red hot and burn it out. That's all it needs.
Yeah, I'll bring some plants.
He told me that we didn't mean David was over there the other day. He's got a great big house, and he said he got a little old bottom there with his oak trees and his size we wanted. And he'd help cut it. And he'd let his truck bring a little. That's fair enough, wasn't it?
Sure is. When do you want to go buy the meat? Thursday?
Whenever you come at it, whenever you get ready, we'll get the meat. See, we can get the meat and throw it right in that freezer until we get ready to cook it.
Okay. Where do you want to go buy it?
It's the best. I believe you get it. Might get it cheaper where they butcher it. What do you call that house? Where the slaughter?
Slaughterhouse.
Yes.
Slaughterhouse.
Yes.
They wouldn't have the hens there, though, would they?
I don't think they have hens there. But your pork meats, you might get it cheaper to go down and buy it than you would at these supermarkets and places.
Is that slaughterhouse in Brundage?
Yeah, there's one out there, out of Troy too. Outside of Troy, I believe, going out toward Goshen. A slaughterhouse on the Henderson Road, isn't it? What's that road? What's the road that goes across right there at, you know where Hepzibah Church is? After you pass Hepzibah Church, on out there about 4 miles, there's a slaughterhouse on the right.
They say there's two colored fellas got killed over there living in Helicon last night. I read last night. They come over a hill somewhere and run into a white woman, killed both of them, two brothers in a car, two nigger brothers. In a car and said they're looking for the white lady that died. I don't know where she ever died or not, but they killed him right there. Two of them. A hole was knocked in one of them's side chin. He was driving, I reckon, stirring.
Yeah.
And the other one's head was tore up there. And he did something like that. Just killed them too and said, you could smell the whiskey all around where the car right had the drunk. Mm. Now they killed this poor white lady now, was sober. No, dad didn't have nothing in her, but just going home from someplace and drunks just from running ahead collegiate into it. You see, drunk people kills people that don't even drink.
Yeah.
And that's, they ought to get stricter on that law, people loping up and down the road under influence of liquor because they're crazy enough without whiskey. When you get something to mess your brain up to where you don't know what you're doing now, you're in bad shape. And that's what they were. This boy was a bootlegger. He made whiskey. Well, that ends his career, you know. And I was telling him the other night what, I'm telling my wife what sin would do. Sin will make you kill yourself. Sin will make you kill somebody. Sin will break up your home. Sin will make you disrespect your fellow man.